First, I want to wish you a very happy new year. Deep down, I know that so much is possible for you and your business this year, and I would be willing to bet that you feel it too. I also know that there can be so much discomfort that comes up in claiming those big dreams of yours and taking action toward them. That's why in today's episode, I'm diving deep into the mindset it takes to uplevel your business and how getting comfortable with being uncomfortable can actually fast track you to becoming future you. I talk about embracing change, trusting yourself, and finding the sweet spot between growth and, well, the occasional what am I doing moment, so you can achieve big things in business and life this year. You're listening to One Simple Shift, and I'm your host, Amanda Joyce Weber, the mindset coach and business mentor that believes it is possible to have a beautiful, balanced life and a successful, thriving business. In fact, what if success wasn't as complicated as everyone was making it out to be? What if the magic formula you've been looking for has been you all along? Each week, I cut through the noise and bring you one simple, actionable mindset shift you can implement today to completely transform the way you show up daily and the results you see because of it. All success starts with the right mindset, and it's time that you create the life and business you've always dreamed of. Let's get started. Hello, hello, my simple shifters. Happy New Year. Oh my gosh, I can't believe this is officially the first podcast episode of 2024. Woo! So exciting. So I am devoting this entire episode to stepping into that next level in your business and becoming future you faster. And with that, we're going to talk all about getting really freaking comfortable with being uncomfortable. I know, a whole podcast episode devoted to being uncomfortable. Get ready. But it's going to be fun. I swear, this is such important stuff. And this is really where so much growth happens. So I know that if you can really get into the mindset shift that I am diving into today, you can embrace it, you can get comfortable with being uncomfortable, that there is so much goodness in this, and it's going to fast track you into becoming the version of you that you dream about. It's going to help you to step into the big goals that you have for 2024, and it's actually going to help bring them to you so much quicker by way of getting comfortable with this process, right? So I want to talk about this because I think a lot of times in business, we talk about the shiny results without really giving as much space or as much attention to what it takes to become the person who gets those kind of results, right? So with this, a huge part of growth is getting uncomfortable, is experiencing discomfort, is doing things that really scare you. And I know that that doesn't always sound like the most appealing, but you know I always say that building a business is one of those things that will really press on your personal and professional development from both sides. And this is just yet another example of that, because all of the things that running a business requires from a personal development standpoint is really so beneficial, both in business and in life, right? You will become the person who gets incredible business results. And that's not just for the sake of the business, but you're actually growing as a human being in that process as well. And there's just so much to be said for the person you're becoming. And I think that there's a lot of value in that as well. So I know that the conversation we're going to have today in terms of getting comfortable being uncomfortable can sound really unappealing, right? Like, it can sound like, oh, I don't want to have to go through the muck and the discomfort and the fears and all of that. But if you can just remember that there is so much amazingness waiting for you on the other side in working through this, it really helps you to step into these like fears and this mindset work and this personal development work, and really to become the person that can handle these things, right? Can navigate this discomfort, can create the kind of amazing results they desire, knowing that this is kind of what you have to go through to get there, right? So we're going to talk about this in more depth. I'm going to give more specific examples, and we're really going to talk about how we can start embracing that discomfort instead of making it a bad thing. Because I think so often our brains just think of this big, uncomfortable feeling as something that's bad, right? And oftentimes it just means that it's new and it's not something that you've done before. So you haven't really warmed up to the idea. You haven't done a lot of mindset work around it. You haven't taken a lot of action to show yourself that it's safe. Or that you're just working through that next level, right? Or you're working through the fear that comes in getting to that next level. And that's some really powerful stuff too that I really want you to give yourself credit for. And this is how you step into that next level. This is how you become future you faster. And this process is just so helpful because it really brings words to what you may be experiencing, right? I think that sometimes when we can name it, when we can label it, when we can understand it, it makes it feel like, okay, this is just uncomfortable. It's not bad. It's not wrong. It's just uncomfortable. And knowing that will actually help you to move through it that much quicker because you won't be making yourself wrong for it in the process. So all of that to say, today, we're just talking about navigating those up levels, right? So one of the things that I like to think about in terms of this is really taking action alongside the discomfort, because I think often we think that we have to completely get rid of that discomfort or that fear before we can take the action. And this is kind of a tricky thing that you may not recognize unless you know to look out for it. But this is often where I see people get hung up when it comes to stepping into bigger results, is that they're kind of waiting for that discomfort and that fear to go away entirely. And the truth is that most of the time it doesn't. Most of the time you can get yourself most of the way there with mindset work. And then it's the action that really solidifies it for you that it's safe to do the thing. So as you work alongside that uncomfortable feeling of whatever it is you're taking action on, you are creating more evidence for yourself that it's safe. And as you do that, you're going to be more inclined to take more of that same action because you have evidence to back it now. So I think back to early on in my coaching business, and I knew that I really needed to be more visible. I knew that I was creating content and I needed to get it in front of more people. I was really working through a lot of fear around getting my first client. And with that, I also knew that like I really should be posting that content that I was already creating, already posting to Instagram and Facebook groups as well. I just knew more eyes on that was only going to benefit my business. And yet I really could not bring myself to do it. And that was something that was so scary to me in the beginning. I didn't want to break the rules. I didn't want to be kicked out. It felt like it was, I think there was a little bit of feeling like, oh my gosh, this is a waste of time. No one's going to hire me from this. This isn't going to work. And of course, if that's where my mindset was, of course it like wasn't going to work immediately. Like it was never going to work immediately, but you can just see how if that was my perspective, that was exactly how it was going to play out. So such a testament to mindset in general there, where I really needed to believe in it to be able to take action there. However, I eventually did warm myself up to posting. And it's so funny. I actually remember getting my first client through a Facebook group because I had warmed myself up to being more visible, to responding in threads when people were looking for a coach, to posting my content more frequently, right? And I think that that was really helpful for me because as I began to really show myself like this is actually safe. I haven't gotten kicked out of Facebook groups yet. There's nothing. It sounds so silly, right? It sounds so silly when you talk about it like this because you're like, okay, you're literally like posting a post in a Facebook group. And yet this is what our brains do, where it really feels like this intense thing being seen and being visible in this way and risking rejection. And there just feels like it's there's so much on the line there, right? That our brains can make it into this really big thing. So a really big piece of that comfort level and ultimately creating comfort around that was by taking the action and then having that evidence built that it was safe to take that action, that I hadn't been kicked out, that no one had said anything bad, no one was trolling me, like nothing bad had happened. And that really helped me to be like, okay, this is something that's safe. This is something I can continue to do. So it really did build on itself in that way. But if I had waited until I felt 100% comfortable posting in those groups, it never would have happened. And I think this is such an important example because this is anything, right? This doesn't just apply to Facebook groups. This is anything that feels like the next level of something you know would help you in your business growth. And yet there's that fear and that discomfort coming up around it. You can get your mindset mostly there, but it's going to be the action that really solidifies it for you. And that is so helpful to recognize because the more you show yourself it's safe to take the action, the easier it becomes over time. So one thing about up levels is that over time, those up levels really build on each other. And what I mean by that is with each up level, you work through that discomfort enough to build confidence and show yourself that you can handle it, right? That it's really safe for you to step into that next level because you've done this before. In a way, you are your own expander there. You have literally worked through fear, worked through discomfort before, and you know that you can trust yourself to navigate it. Yes, it may not be the exact same thing. Yes, of course, it will still feel charged at first and you will have to do mindset work and you will have, you know, things you already thought you had worked through from a mindset perspective come up again and again. And you'll also work through it that much quicker because you have evidence that you can navigate that and you can really handle that. So this is something that really gets easier with time as your business grows because instead of holding yourself back or being stuck for like months as you might have in the beginning or as I was in the beginning, we can just use me as an example, it really helps you to move toward what you want and through that discomfort that much faster. So that Facebook example that I just gave probably took me months to work through, if I'm being honest, right? But now that like that itself would never be a thing for me in my business now, but there could be another visibility edge, right? There could be, you know, something else that comes up. And yet I trust that I would move through that so much quicker and it wouldn't take me months to get there because I've just shown myself that that visibility is safe in other ways and in other up levels. So you really do build evidence for yourself with time that discomfort is not a bad thing. Discomfort is a part of growth. Discomfort can feel scary and it can also sometimes just feel new and being able to sort of navigate that and know that you can take action through that instead of waiting to be completely and entirely there can be so helpful in showing yourself, yes, I can handle this and I can really embrace this next level that I desire. It's funny, I remember back when I lived in New York in my 20s and I ran a women's like 10K. And they gave us a t-shirt. I think it was sponsored by like Shape Magazine or something like that. Anyway, they gave us a t-shirt and it said Made for More on the front of it. And I was in my 20s and I remember being like vaguely offended by this because at the time I was like, my life is pretty great. Like, why are they saying like I'm made for more, right? And it's so funny because I think it's probably been in my 30s that I really realized that like, so much of growth is a constant evolution of reaching for more. So creating safety around where, like what it is you desire, stepping into that, and then that becoming the new normal. And then that cycle basically starting over again of reaching for more, creating more safety around that, that becoming the new normal, and again, and again, and again, right? I think that that's not to discount being happy and contented with your life, right? These two really don't go against each other. But I do think that as humans, we desire that next level. We desire a new challenge. We desire to know what we're capable of. We desire to reach and we desire to grow, right? And I have a feeling if you're listening to this podcast, that's probably true for you too. So a big part of growth is knowing that you're constantly going to have these seasons where you're reaching for more, where you're embracing that discomfort of that next level, where you're creating more safety around that. And then that becomes the new normal, and you just keep going, right? You just keep stepping into those next levels. And those quote unquote next levels look different in every season, right? It's not always going to be a financial goal. It's not always going to be a, you know, personal goal. There are other things that come up that feel like edges. And I think that, you know, sometimes growth looks entirely different than we think it's going to, or sometimes we get what we actually need, not what we thought we needed, if that makes sense, in those up levels. And I think that that's just a piece of this too, right? So if we can appreciate we're always going to be growing, we're always going to be reaching for something, and embracing that discomfort is part of the process, it really helps to normalize it and not make ourselves wrong for it in the process, right? So I think back to really big examples of up levels in my business. And I think that one of those moments for me was definitely hiring my current business coach and going all in on really wanting to pivot from design to coaching and really saying, I am committed to making this work. I don't know how it's going to work. I don't know how long it's going to take. I don't know like how I'm going to do this, right? So much of that felt vague and fuzzy when I hired my business coach. And I also know that I felt it was more uncomfortable for me to stay where I was. Sure, I could have continued designing forever. I was making good money. I probably would have been fine. But there was a lot I didn't love about that business. And it's not where my heart was, right? So I really had to honor that. But with that came a huge amount of discomfort. It feels really freaking uncomfortable to pay someone thousands of dollars when you haven't invested on that level before. It feels really freaking uncomfortable to invest in a, you know, quote unquote stranger on the internet, right? It feels really uncomfortable to claim that, yeah, where you're at is good, but it's not what you want. It's not what you're after, right? So I think there was a very real way where investing and taking that brave action honestly felt better than staying stuck, even though there was so much discomfort that came up around that, even though I really didn't know how it was all going to play out. Like, it very much felt like a leap of faith in a very real way. And I think that that was a huge part of that up level in general, was just almost like the line in the sand saying, I can't continue going where I am. Like, I can't continue on this track because I know deep down this is not what I want. And I know deep down, like, I want something different. I want more. And really embracing the discomfort of that. But the discomfort was also what made me move there. The discomfort was what made me make a decision. And I think sometimes we label discomfort as bad when in actuality, it can be the lighter fluid. It can be the thing that helps us to go after what it is that we want if we choose to look at it that way. I look back and that was one of the best decisions I could have made. And yet I had zero idea how it was going to play out. And I honestly think that it worked out better than I could have ever imagined. And it was still really freaking uncomfortable at the time. So I say this because I know that a lot of my clients, when they come to me, do feel uncomfortable with investing, right? It feels scary to invest in a business coach. It feels scary to claim what it is that you actually want and go after that. But again, discomfort isn't bad. It doesn't have to be bad. It can be you really claiming and going after what it is that you want. And there's almost always a part of you that will be uncomfortable in doing that. And that's okay, right? So all of this to say, like, yes, you could keep going where you are now. Yes, you can keep trying things. Yes, you could keep investing in like lower level courses, and you could keep, you know, feeling like you're throwing spaghetti at the wall, or you could keep getting those referrals in. And I also know that what you want is to feel like you know how business works, that you really feel like you have solid business foundations in place, that you know how to market, you know how to sell, you know how to run this process on rinse and repeat to get clients and make more money. And you actually treat your business like a business. You feel like you're running a business and you're seeing better results because of that. And let me tell you, this discomfort is so much easier to move through when you have the right support. So this is something I help and support so many of my future you clients in, because again, I think that sometimes we do this unconsciously, and what I mean, or subconsciously rather, where we almost resist the next level. We resist that next income goal or taking on that next client almost unknowingly, because we can subconsciously be afraid of the discomfort of growth. And I think that having someone in your corner to help point out, like, hey, I think you're actually just afraid of holding this many clients, or you're afraid of that next level, or you're holding yourself back here because you may not feel like you can handle it, but I'm here with you and I'm going to help you navigate it. When your support is there, it makes it so much easier to step into that next level. And that's not to say that feelings don't come up or it feels uncomfortable. Like, of course that happens, but you feel like you have someone to work through all of that with, which makes it easier and feel safer to step into that next level, right? So I think that there's a lot of value in that, because I think when we're trying to like juggle all of this on our own and figure it all out on our own, there's so much fear that can come up, and it's harder. Like, it just feels harder. It's harder to sort through your feelings that are coming up. It's harder to hold all of it. It's harder to navigate, you know, what's coming up on the client and delivery front. Like, it just, it feels heavier. And when you have support, it all of a sudden it lightens the load. And that's something that my future you clients have told me again and again, is that I really help them to make business feel simple. I really help them to navigate what is coming up for them, what fears are coming up for them, making mindset connections they didn't know was there. And all of a sudden, when we have that awareness, it's so much easier not to let those things keep us stuck and to actually move through that discomfort that much faster. So again, there's just so much value and support, because it helps you to navigate this discomfort instead of feeling like you have to hold it all on your own. Another really scary moment I remember in my own business in terms of up levels was letting go of my last design retainer client. Now, if you know my story, you know that my pivot from design to coaching really took years. There was a long time there where the design business was quite literally funding the coaching business, because that was where my income was coming in. And it was actually a lot more like financially savvy of me to hire support on, like, VA support on the coaching business side and continue to make more money on my design business side while that growth and transition happened, right? So all that to say, the design business funded the coaching business until the coaching business was self-sufficient, and that took time. So letting go of my last design retainer client was a really scary moment for me, because I had been working toward this thing for so long. And then when I could feel like, oh, it's time, like I'm not loving, like Okay, sorry, context. Let's back up for a second here. Big picture, I knew that I was not loving design work and that was not really where my heart was at. I also knew that logically, my income in the design business was funding the coaching business. So I think this was like a beautiful manifestation, but I actually had a design retainer client that I worked with for years that really helped me to feel safe and stable and helped me to continue to make income on the design side of the business that I actually did really enjoy working with while I transitioned to coaching. Now, with that, letting go of that client felt really, really scary because even though, again, in my heart, deep down, I knew that it was time for that up level. I knew I was bumping into capacity problems in the coaching business. I knew that I needed that overall identity shift of letting go of like this design identity and fully stepping into this coach identity. It still felt uncomfortable AF, and I do not want to sugarcoat that because it felt like I was letting go of a good thing. It was that exact same thing that came up when I went and hired my business coach and really like claimed I want this coaching business to work. It was the same energetic of like, this is a good thing and it could continue to work for me. So why am I letting it go? Like, why am I letting go of a good thing? And I think it's those moments again where you feel called toward that up level and you know that in that up level, you're going to have to embrace the discomfort that comes with letting something go. And that really did come up for me in that up level. So I want to clarify here. I think sometimes when we talk about like embracing the discomfort of the up level, what people hear is like go and quit your job and jump off a cliff there. Not literally, but like metaphorically. And I do not agree with that approach at all, right? It took me years to build up the financial stability on the coaching side to feel more comfortable letting that design retainer client go. And even then, it was still uncomfortable. Even then, it still felt like, oh, I am going to be missing a chunk of my income while I work to replace this, while my capacity catches up, right? These things don't happen overnight. And I think that that transition was a gift. I think so often people really focus on, I just want to get out of this job. I just want to like quit my 9-to-5 kind of thing. And I think that when we don't have the financial stability in place, sometimes that can actually put us in a worse position. So yes, to embracing the discomfort of the up level in terms of going after what it is that you want, but also not at the expense of your basic needs or your financial security or that safety that you require, right? So this is a little nuanced there. And again, this is where support can be so helpful because you can have someone who's navigated this before really support you in those decisions, make sure that you really do feel safe and stable. And remember, not feeling safe and stable is a very different emotion and feeling than not feeling comfortable, right? So there is a big difference there. So you don't want to put your basic needs at risk. You really just want to recognize when you're safe and stable, but you're feeling uncomfortable. And that was definitely the case for me when I let go of that last design retainer client, right? So that is a little nuanced and does need a little context there. So I just wanted to be sure to share that. The other time that this came up for me in terms of big up levels is the pivot in my business model that I made this past year. So many of you know that this year I shifted to a revenue share model where I now charge my base rate of $11.99 per month plus 10% of new revenue generated in our work together for future you coaching. Now, I had made this decision coming off of my first six-figure year. And I felt like things were really good and really working. I'm noticing a pattern here. Even as I'm recording this episode, I'm like, oh my gosh, the energetics behind this are like so spot on each time, where it's like, I know it was good, right? Like I knew I was in a good place. I knew I was crushing it, right? And it was again that like, okay, but I also know it's time for an up level. And I also know this has been something that's been on my heart for a while. So I really want to make this change. I feel like now is the time. Like I created that six-figure year from that perspective of like, this is the traditional way to build a coaching business. And I knew that the next edge for me to work was stepping into that revenue share model. That was something I had thought about for years. And I just knew that it was time. And again, things were good. And I was worried that making that shift would kind of derail me, mostly from a mindset perspective. I was just afraid that it would really throw me off to feel like there was this extra layer to explain. Or yeah, I just was worried like from a sales front that it would feel energetically different. And I was worried that I was like trying to self-sabotage myself there. And again, that was where support was so helpful to be able to talk through what was coming up for me, what made the most sense practically and logically in my business, and to really embrace the discomfort of that change and do that in a strategic way. So ultimately, I knew that that up level was what I wanted. So it was worth the discomfort of making that change, right? And of course, that worked out so well for me. I absolutely love revenue share. It's been so, so fun for me. And I think that that was like such an amazing change that I made from last year. But again, this energetic of the up level and just knowing that it almost always feels uncomfortable, but uncomfortable does not mean bad or wrong. Uncomfortable just means uncomfortable, right? So all of this to say, I think those were a few really good examples of how you can see this discomfort in the up level come up for me over the span of my business. And I think sometimes just hearing it for someone else can be so helpful in identifying exactly how this might be showing up for you in your own business, what opportunities you have for your up level, and how you can begin to embrace the discomfort in terms of going after what you want. But all of this to say, eventually you have to take the training wheels off, right? So sure, you could ride with them forever, but ultimately, is that really what you want? My guess would be no. My guess is that you were meant for more and that it is worth the discomfort of learning how to ride without the training wheels, or to not speak in metaphors here. It's worth the discomfort of you going after what you want and stepping into that next level so that you can get what you want. And I think that's really what I'm trying to get at here, is that almost no big change or up level comes without that uncomfortable feeling. So the more you can get comfortable becoming uncomfortable, the faster you're going to move, the faster you're going to take action, and the more you're going to step into what it is that you actually want and get more of what you actually want. Right? So if you are looking to step into that next level you this year and have a business that you absolutely love and are thriving in, then I would absolutely love to support you in Future You Coaching. I want you to feel like you know how to close sales on repeat so that you can land more clients and make more money in your business. And you feel like you have that solid foundation to do that again and again and again. I know that sometimes, especially if you're someone who has landed clients before or has a business that's heavily based on referrals, it can feel like a lot of your results are a fluke. It can feel like they sort of happen outside of you. You don't have a solid structure or system in place. And that's a really hard place to be in business, because it can leave you chasing a lot of different things when that's not actually the thing that will move you forward faster. And that's where personalized and specific mindset and sales support comes in. Because when you have me by your side, helping you to identify exactly where you're getting stuck, exactly what's going to move you forward faster, and help and support you from a mindset perspective so that you can really feel like you know how to land clients, you know how to run a business, you know how to grow, everything shifts. And it feels like such a breath of fresh air. So many of my Future You clients tell me how much I make business feel so much lighter and so much simpler for them. And I really believe that a big part of that is just because they feel like they have someone in their corner. They feel so much safer stepping into that next level because they know they have that support to navigate it, right? They can see where they're maybe holding themselves back. They can see more clearly what it is that they desire, and then they have the support to take action on that so that they can get there that much faster. So, you know, I'm a huge believer that having the right support moves you forward faster. And I would love to be that person for you. So if you are a listener of the podcast, I am confident that you would absolutely love coaching with me in Future You Coaching. And I want you to have that personalized and specific support to navigate this discomfort of the up level so that you can step into that next level. You can have those bigger income months. You can have the thriving business and life you desire. And I'm here to help you create that. So if you'd like to chat more about what Future You Coaching would look like for you, I would absolutely love to connect on a free 30-minute clarity call. You can head over to amandajoyceweber.com/clarity call to grab a time that works for you. And we will just dive in and talk about what your goals are, what you envision for future you, and how mindset and sales support can help you to create that so that you can achieve more of your goals in 2024. So remember, embrace the discomfort of the up level. That is how you are going to get more of what you want in business and in life. And it's how you're going to show yourself that it's actually so much safer to claim what you want and go after it than you may think in this moment. So you're going to build that evidence for yourself as well. And you're going to move through this so much faster in the future. So as always, if you love this episode, I would love for you to leave a rating and review. That helps us to get this into the earbuds of more people who need it most. You can also screenshot this episode and share it out over on Instagram stories. Tag me at Amanda Joyce Weber. I love to see that you're listening. It makes my heart so, so happy. And as always, I am just so grateful that you continue to tune in week after week. Thanks for listening to One Simple Shift. Check out the show notes for this episode and all past episodes at amandajoyceweber.com/onesimpleshift. If you're loving this podcast, do me a favor and leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. These reviews truly mean the world to me, helping me to reach more people and have more impact. And as a special thanks, we'll reach out to everyone that leaves a review and you'll receive my absolutely free life and business changing Future You meditation. This mindset exercise is the simplest, easiest way to tap into Future You today and start being that woman now. I only wish I had a visualization exercise like this when I first started my business, and now it's available to all of you. Simply screenshot your review and email it to me at amanda@amandajoyceweber.com to receive your free meditation. And remember, sometimes the only thing standing in the way of a more profitable business and a more fulfilling life is one simple shift. Remember, safe and stable is different than comfort. Like, how do I want to say this? Hold on.